Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you could implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
So all my career, I've been an entrepreneur, meaning that I've been developing department, building new capability, launching new services or product, or even geographies for company. So I was really there where no playbook was already written. And I was the one responsible for writing it down. And basically what happened during COVID, some of us had a bit more time on our hands. And I decided that maybe it was time for me to put into motion what I already wanted to do for a while, which was like to develop a sustainable line of designed furniture for cats that humans can use too. And, you know, make it as a side hustle. And that was leading me to create a crowdfunding campaign on Kickstarter. And after that wonderful experience, I was like, you know what? I'm really enjoying this entrepreneurship journey. And why don't I work with entrepreneurs? Because I've been meeting so many new entrepreneurs throughout my venture that I really felt compelled to actually help them from a strategic point of view, from a communication standpoint of view, marketing-wise, growth-wise. And that's why I also became like an advisor for a couple of startups, a mentor in one of Amsterdam's most famous incubator. And from now on, I'm a fractional CMO or chief growth officer. So either chief marketing officer or chief growth officer. And my role is really to help entrepreneurs build a sustainable business. So look at the problem, look at their scalability, consumer journey, and make sure we tackle any issue or obstacle that are along the way to help them build a sustainable or even grow an already sustainable business. So, you know, when you start your venture, it's always like kind of, okay, and maybe a bit harder, like, you know, nerve-wracking. It's like, okay, I'm going to dip into my savings. That's one beat. But how can I bootstrap this to make it a success? The way I did it, my recipe, I'm not saying it's a secret recipe that is working for everyone, but I obviously had a mental figure in mind that I was comfortable to invest from my saving into the business. And what I also learned from my past experiences is that, you know, it's you go fast alone, but you go like faster and also further when you're together. And I always felt like compelled to build partnerships. So what I did is also I reached out to a couple of influencers to help them spread the message around my product. I was explaining that was a small business and is nothing that I can really do monetary wise, but this is my mission. I can offer them a product. And, you know, talking from a small business perspective with the founder behind it, I think most of the influencers are very compelled to help me for free. And they were like, you know, we believe in you. What can we do to help you? So I think you also have to, you know, follow your guts and believe that people will do it because they believe in your product. They know you're not like a rich business and they would want to help you. I also reached out to another brand that was in the a similar sphere, a space as I was, like the pet industry, and to see if we could do a giveaway together and some cross promotion. And that worked as well, very well. And lastly, because I was in the pet space, I also reached out to more like professional, like veterinarian, vet clinic, pet clinics, and animal behaviorists to help me out to spread the message. And they did it as well from the bottom of their hearts. And that was lovely. But about, you know, now assessing the biggest success and the biggest failure in bootstrapping my business. I think the biggest success, I would say, is to have reached my goal for Kickstarter. So I'm like successfully managed my crowdfunding campaign. And I think there's about 80% of the project out there that's failing to do so. So I'm quite pleased with the result. I managed to reach $23,000 and a lot of love and backers that were outside of my circle as well. So that was for me a really big success in helping me like move forward with the first batch of production and also having some type of market validation.
I wanted to take a brief moment to tell you about Email Tool Tester. Email Tool Tester is the place to get started with email marketing with its reviews of email marketing services like GetResponse, ActiveCampaign, MailChimp, and many more. Here you can compare the best newsletter, CRM, and marketing automation tools for your small to medium-sized business. Grab their free ebook called The Email Marketing Crash Course at frugal.show/email tool tester. Again, that's frugal.show/email tool tester.
Another success that I mentioned initially is like when I reached out to big influencers who had like, you know, quite a big audience, and I was telling them, hey, I don't have any money to pay you, but if you would like to try my product and if your cats are liking it, then, you know, I'd be delighted to for you to maybe write a comment or say that, you know, this is a good company they need to look out. I think when it comes from a genuine place, you know, content creators are actually still looking for those small businesses and that are made so genuinely, and they're willing to support them at no cost or very limited cost. I think also what happened, one of my biggest successes, like I was part of a female entrepreneurship group, and this was lovely. I got so much support and buzz and even like, hey, you should reach out to this person and this person. So it extended my network. It extended my visibility. And, you know, I got like amazing recommendation that I was able to put actually on my Kickstarter page from very well-known business people. Part of my biggest failure is like underestimating the cost of production and the cost of shipping with you know, inflation and the war in Ukraine, like my cost of material went through the roof. And sadly, it's not a sustainable business as it is now to carry on the production. So I did my first batch. But for me, that was really like my misjudgment of how much it costs to ship my product. This was really something that I should have carefully looked into, added a buffer. You know, when you do your pricing cost, just be very mindful that life can change dramatically. And I think we've seen, you know, sadly over the past 2 years, such an increase in cost of living that has really impacted the viability of my business. I think, you know, share some tips and tricks and tactics, whatever I've used to help me bootstrap my business was really first try, if you're a solo founder, especially try to find your tribe. Try to find a group of, you know, fellow entrepreneurs who actually can bounce ideas with, who can give you tips on, you know, even to do your accounting. Sometimes it's as silly as that, but get really close to entrepreneurs who understand your journey. Because for me, that was like an invaluable resource of amount of tips and tips and meeting, making me meet people and make me aware of grants that wasn't there, or people were willing to do volunteering work just to increase the portfolio. I got all my PR strategy for free thanks to that. So really do that. Also, I was using for social media, because I had a B2C business, I was using a platform called Later. And Later had a lot of online classes and video. And I was very, very diligent in attending any type of virtual free classes that I could get on this platform. I also started signing up to newsletter. Right now, Substack has a plethora of great newsletter of entrepreneurs who are, you know, not greedy and really willing to share like their tips and tactics. And for me, that was really, really great. And one mindset, which is more than a tip or tricks, is like, put your shyness aside, you know, leverage LinkedIn, put yourself out there, leverage any social media platform you have to explain what you're going through, what you're working on, where, you know, and be very candid and genuine about what you're really, you know, working towards. And, you know, try things. I built my first website by myself. It was on Wix, and I just followed like their instruction. It wasn't perfect, but perfection is the enemy of dawn. So I did that. I mastered Google Analytics. Back in the day, I took a lot of online classes to understand the tool. Just dive in the topic that you feel are going to be super important for your business. I think entrepreneurship is really a journey. It's a journey of introspection. So I think I remember the mayor of Kiev. I saw recently at a conference, he's like, you don't grow within your comfort zone. You grow when you're outside of your comfort zone. And being an entrepreneur puts you constantly, I feel, outside of your comfort zone. You learn so much. You learn how expandable your knowledge is, how resilient you are. So I think, for me, this is a wonderful journey. That's why after launching this company called Sunny Design, the pet furniture for cats, I decided to keep that track and offer my services as an interim or fractional CMO to other entrepreneurs, because I feel now I relate even more. I'm not just a consultant coming into town and helping you with nice, workflow and charts, and no disrespect to consultant, but I'm an entrepreneur. So I know exactly what stress entrepreneurs are under, what pressure they're on, what type of worries or challenges they may have, but also opportunities and how strong we are when we're together in a room trying to crack on an issue. So, I did an MBA back in the days. I think it was going back to school again, this wonderful journey of entrepreneurship. So now I'm really looking forward to all the listeners' journey and what they can get away. But the golden rule, I will say, is remain curious and put your shyness aside. Feel free, to share your experience, sometimes good, bad, but also be vulnerable and share with your audience. I think that's really important. There's so many free resources out there, whether it's podcasts like this one or even like free classes, but also networking events. We're no longer in the COVID time, so to speak. So go out there and meet people. Just get inspired. So that's for me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.